It's Bob Marley and the Wailers. Could you be loved, man? This is what we call music. Yep. I promise you, every single 80s and 90s kid was singing along to this. Just taking them back, that's to the gold days of Bob Marley, man. Yesterday, this is music. 7:53 on Namibia So Heart and Soul. We are celebrating that's a World Vet Day, but that is on Saturday, and we somewhat decided we're gonna do it today. Okay, today is the day that we're gonna celebrate it. But we've got a couple of questions, Tohoba, when it comes to the craft of veterinary, isn't it? And with today's theme, this year's theme being promoting diversity. Equity and inclusiveness in the practice itself. We've got OC Samantha Zeeland online here from the Commerce Vet Practice. These are the vets that are on the move.
Yes, they are.
OC Samantha.
Hi.
Hi, Samantha. How are you doing?
We can't complain, and with all the great rain, who can complain?
Who can actually complain? Yeah.
I just want to just quickly confirm something. Is it Dr. Zeeland? How do we address a vet?
Yes. Good point.
So yes, we are doctors, and we do get addressed as doctor, as you would your human counterparts.
Okay.
So yeah, Dr. Zeeland is fine, or Samantha is also fine.
Okay. So you know what? Let's do that again.
On the line
right now, we have Dr. Samantha Zeeland.
Does it?
Quick question though, Samantha, before we get right into the questions, were you schooling at VIS, by the way?
Oh, no, I am a Delta alumni, actually.
Mm. Oh, is it? I'm looking for families that can be like, yeah, I know important people because they went to VIS. Shut up.
Now, our good doctor, listen, yes. We've been debating this whole morning and we will pose a certain question to you. But first, we want to understand the passion that comes with the job. Why are you so passionate about this craft and working with animals?
So for a lot of us, we grow up, you know, we have dogs, we've got cats, and you're like, okay, one day I'm going to do this. For me, it was more a passion of the medicine. And once I started working with animals and, you know, getting to know the medicine, you know, vet school is quite a long time. You develop this relationship with your patients that is, how can I put it? You learn to love these animals as your own. And I mean, it doesn't matter how many clients and patients you have, you love these animals and you just want the best for them in every situation.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So Samantha, what would you say is the importance of regularly just visiting the vet, especially if you're someone that has pets at home?
Okay, so regular vet visits are very crucial to keeping your pet healthy, having them live long. You know, if they do have XYZ diseases, that we're able to maintain it and that they can live a longer life with that disease, a happier life.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps us pick up those diseases from a very early age, which means we can manage them accurately as, you know, your pet ages.
Yeah, yeah.
And as disease arise.
So another question is that, you know, like this morning we're having a conversation as to whether pets are actually meant to be kept outside of the house or inside the house. We have some of our listeners that are telling us that, you know what, my dog is going to stay in the house. So we just wanted to pick your brain about that. And then another thing also, please tell us whether it is actually safe to feed bones to our dogs, okay?
Okay, so the first part of your question is, I think it's very personal based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come out of a generation where at your mother's house, a dog was never allowed in the house.
Mm.
And now you see in our generation, because so many of us have animals and not kids, our animals have become our kids, so they live in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you are going to have your dog outside, they do have to have somewhere that they can go when it's raining. They do have to have fresh water, food. You know, they shouldn't be getting cold. They shouldn't be able to leave the yard. So there's quite a few, if you actually go into our municipal rules and regulations for having animals in your house, all of those things are listed there. But also, you know, we call them companion animals.
Mm.
They're there for us. They're there for you every day. I mean, a dog is a thing that you can do what to it tomorrow. minute later, it's going to be so happy to see you. So I don't see why people still punish them by keeping them outside.
Now, the good doctor, there's another conversation that just in doing research that literally blew our mind, is that medical aid for animals. Does Namibia offer this in terms of medical aid for animals, and or how does it work, especially in terms of your practice?
So there are very few companies within Namibia that actually do medical aid or pet insurance. Alexander Forbes has Paws and Claws, Ripley's Pet Insurance. So there are a few companies that do it. So how it works is you basically pay your monthly premium. If anything comes up, for example, your dog needs x-rays or it needs to go into surgery, your vet then writes the motivation, it goes into there, and then they pay the bill.
Now, this Saturday, we are celebrating you. The attention will be on the craft, that's of veterinarians. Are you excited? Is it something that you guys regularly observe on a personal level even?
On a personal level, yes. It's like our own little public holiday usually.
Okay.
within our practice, it's not to say everyone, but for the most part, because we work Saturdays as well, you know, we just have a bit of a more relaxed day, because every day is a hectic day.
It's a hectic day. I mean,
if you've ever walked into, for example, the emergency room at Katura, you never know what's walking through those doors. It's exactly the same for every vet, you know, in this country, in the world, actually. You never know what's walking through those doors.
So, Samantha, because we've actually run out of time right now, how can our listeners get a hold of your services? Do you have any contacts you can share with us right now, social media pages that we can actually follow?
So my social media pages are both Facebook and Instagram is under Comas Vet Practices, Vet on the Move. So if you put Vet on the Move in, it should just pop up. Vet on the Move _, and then cell phone wise, you can contact me at 085-290-7761.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Dr. Zeeland. We appreciate you. And happy birthday, albeit this Saturday.
Thanks so much, guys, for having me. Right. If anyone ever has a question, they could just pop me a message. I am very available to answer. You know, there's always small little questions that people have about their pets that aren't really, you know, worthy going to the vet to actually get information about. If you just ever have a question, pop me a WhatsApp.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Samantha Zeeland. That's a veterinarian. As we are placing a spotlight on the craft itself. Happy World Veterinary Day this Saturday. Shaquan in NSK on 102.9.